This is ReConversations. Welcome to this special series of the Crexie Podcast, an insider's look at all things commercial real estate, powered by NNN Pro Group, the market-leading investment sales and advisory team. In this exclusive mini-series, Crexie visited ICSC Recon live in Las Vegas from the floor of the convention center at the NNN Pro Group's booth to sit down with movers and shakers in all things commercial real estate. Our mission? Investigate trends, educate listeners, and uncover ground-level insights into the latest industry news. With ReConversations, the Crexie Podcast hopes to provide next-level access into the inner workings of commercial real estate for this generation and the next. Welcome and thank you for joining us for this special edition of the Crexie Podcast, an insider's look at all things commercial real estate. And we are thrilled to be sitting down with Tom Gordon, CEO and co-founder of the restaurant chain Slim Chickens. A little bit about our guests before we get started. Providing personal and tailored support for franchisees in a rapidly growing system, co-founder and Slim Chicken CEO Tom Gordon is the driving leader behind the brand's goal to have a 600-unit footprint by 2025. And unlike many brands that release large growth numbers, Gordon is leading the team in a manner that makes this goal more attainable with each passing month. Gordon and co-founder Greg Smart concocted the idea for the fast casual chicken concept in Greg Smart's garage, focusing not only on the cost of the food, but the quality. Focusing solely on chicken, Slim Chickens has seen accelerated growth backed by a commitment to serve traditional Southern hospitality within its communities while offering the convenience of affordability of fast casual. By developing successful multi-unit franchisees within the system who are passionate about Slim Chickens and specializing particularly in aiding them with top-notch site selection and delivering unparalleled franchise business support by hiring a highly qualified executive team with tailored experience, Gordon has been able to build the foundation for a great brand with leadership style that is one to be watched. Welcome to the podcast. Thanks so much for coming.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
I feel this is a kind of a rare opportunity for me and the podcast to actually meet a franchisee founder. For example, you know, Wendy's founder, Dave Thomas, isn't around to interview anymore. So glad that we were able to catch you. And I just wanted to get a little bit of your background. Where are you from and how did you first get your start in the QSR and fast casual space?
Well, thanks for having me. And I really appreciate the opportunity to tell the story. I always love telling the story. And the way that it started, I went to TCU in Fort Worth and got a degree in finance and real estate. And this was, you know, 25 something years ago. And my first job was at Merrill Lynch. I was going to be a stockbroker, but I was cold calling people for bonds, which was terrible. And so I left. And my restaurant career began. And I've been in restaurants ever since. And the way that the brand started for me is I was in California. We worked for Brinker initially, and then I worked for Sunset Conglomerate. And then my partner, Greg Smart, called me and said, no one's doing a casual chicken brand in Northwest Arkansas. It'd be the great spot to start from. You go to Tulsa, Kansas City, Little Rock, Dallas, and we've done all that now. And it's just a great hub in the country. And I think for our type of food and product set, nobody was doing it. Nobody still is really doing it. And we just have, I think, what is arguably the winning combination for the fast casual chicken space. You know, we kind of coined the term better chicken brand, and we are the first and the one better chicken brand.
So did you have some mentors in this space that kind of got you started on the path that you looked up to that kind of helped lay the foundation or groundwork?
Several. And you know, but a story that I tell often is I had the good fortune to meet Ralph Mason once years ago. And he was at one point the largest Sonic franchisee in the country. And he had 480 Sonics or something like that. And I got to sit with him at lunch and I asked him, as the conversation was going, I was very nervous and worried about being in the presence of royalty. And I said, Ralph, how'd you do it? Like, I want to be like you. I want to have 400 restaurants. And he looked at me and he goes, well, Tom. And I thought, man, I'm about to catch the golden egg right here. And he goes, one store at a time. And I've remembered that and told that story over and over and over again, because it's just so true. Like, you got to make sure every store works. It's one store at a time, one deal at a time. And if they're working, you keep going. And if they're not, you fix and tweak and tool until it does. And that's just a piece of advice that's stuck with me for decades.
Now, were there some lessons that you learned early that became invaluable going forward? Or do you have any favorite mistakes that kind of shaped or changed how you thought about doing things?
You know, I mean, there's an endless number of mistakes. I mean, we've failed over and over and over and over again. I think what we've learned, though, and what we've gotten past is there's not a crisis at every opening like there used to be. At one point, there was a crisis at every opening that if it wouldn't have gone the right way, I wouldn't be sitting here with you today, right? But, you know, now it's the learnings are more like be prepared, get out in front of problems. Nobody likes surprises. And those are the things that I work with my team on. I said, look, stay ahead of everybody you work with. Do not let anybody be surprised and make sure we get the job done. And that's been the kind of the hallmark of what we've done over the past 20 years.
Now, moving on, getting retail focused, what's currently happening in the world of franchise, fast casual? What are the trends that you're seeing? What is today's marketplace and shift in retail? How's it affecting, you know, business and growth?
You know, I think that we're all still coming out of the COVID years, and we've had lots of supply chain up and downs because of COVID that are still out there dogging people today. You know, just there are some things that have not caught up. There are some supply chain items that are still slow. But I think what we've learned through those times and with the way the retail scene looks for us is deals still have to get done. Like no matter what's going on supply chain wise with interest rates, with, you know, cap rates or whatever, our pipeline has to get built out because our franchisees have to do the deals. They want to do the deals. So it's incumbent on us to become more and more creative in how we structure deals, how we find things to do, the way that we work with our brokers and real estate group. And, you know, folks like Glenn Kanofsky and NNN Pro Group, they've been invaluable to us in finding the seams in the marketplaces to allow our franchisees to get stores built.
Where do you see opportunities to continue growth or expansion in this sector? And where are the places stakeholders need to evaluate to tighten their margins?
Well, I think that margins got good for everybody over the last 3 months because the commodity market finally settled itself down. You know, last year was the highest poultry market in 20 years, highest we've ever seen. And it also had high markets for oil and potatoes, and everything was kind of wildly expensive last year. Margins have been good, but as we think about the growth in the channels, like the drive-through channel, the inside channel, third party, I mean, third party continues to grow exponentially. And we thought that post-COVID, it might settle down.
And by third party, can you define that for our listeners?
The DoorDashes of the world and Uber Eats. We thought that would settle post-COVID. It hasn't settled at all. It's only gone up.
So if anything, that like planted the flag
and it's worth it. And, you know, for our guests that use that channel, it continues to exponentially grow. And we have to find ways to make sure to satisfy that particular guest. It means having good packaging, the food will last. It means making the experience easy for the driver. I mean, we don't want them waiting around or being bored in there or having a problem. We want to get them in and out efficiently because they're making money for themselves. They're taking care of our guests. So we got to make the experience for the driver great. We got to make the experience for the guest great. And those things have become more and more front and center as we've managed that channel and seen the way to grow it.
Now, some general questions, just in respect to your experience, what are the biggest trends that you're seeing in the commercial real estate market now?
Well, the story and the headline this year is interest rates, interest rates, interest rates, and how you make a deal work economically with higher interest rates is tricky. Our team looks at every deal on its own merits, and we try to help our franchisees structure it with either utilizing a build-to-suit partner. Or if it just doesn't work financially, we say, look, you need to inject your own equity, own that restaurant and that real estate for a while. And then as the market shifts, you may have opportunity in exits or refinance.
And then what implications do you think these trends mean for investors, for people that want to, say, acquire a space as a passive investor?
I think the passive investor space that is liquid and has capital is better than it's ever been because your yields are better than they've ever been. I think the trick for all of us that are in the business is now that you're getting 5% for cash, the deals have to yield much higher than that. No one's going to trade a point or two for illiquidity. And we have to make sure the deals are worth it and find ways to make the economics more valuable than just holding cash. Those that want to invest, though, and lever up quality pieces of real estate, I think have the opportunity for a lot of deals to get yields pushing towards, you know, double digits now because rates have moved up so much.
And then is there anything, what do you think that the commercial real estate market needs to change going forward, or anything that you think, okay, well, that's not serving us anymore. We got to move away from that.
You know, I think that everybody in this business finds their niche. I don't think there's a wrong answer to how it's done. I would like always to see deals become frictionless and easier, not only for the seller, but for our franchisees, because our group is happy to pay and happy to do a deal, happy to get a development deal done. But as long as it's really easy, that's the key. You know, so that's why there's a few brokers and advisors that I utilize, because they make things easy for me and for my franchisees to grow. Because growth is the name of the game. And how do you just make things seamless, easy, frictionless? We talk about a frictionless guest experience in the restaurants. I also like to make sure I have a frictionless, you know, transaction experience for my franchisees. Those things really matter in terms of deal flow and pipeline, and that's what we always try to work for.
All right, I've got some rapid fire questions for you.
All right.
If you were given $50 million today, had to invest it immediately, what would be your go-to asset type and location, and why?
I think single tenant Slim Chickens restaurants is the only thing you really should do with any amount of money you have. I mean, that is it, because you're going to get great yields, a great tenant, quality product, and, you know, a beautiful building.
And apparently also locations in the UK too. So if you want to, you know, you want to go abroad to kick the tires, you know, you can go visit the UK.
You've got a reason to go to the UK every quarter or so. It's great.
Favorite tool or software that you use on the job?
We use, Google Smartsheet endlessly. And I guess I'm plugging Google and maybe I'd take that out. But that has just bubbled up as sort of the go-to development timeline tool that we use. And everybody uses Excel, of course, too. But the Smartsheet ability to manipulate it and change dates and do things is great for us.
Awesome. And then what is a highlight transaction that you've worked with the NNN Pro Group?
I've been fortunate to know these guys for over a decade, and they have done the majority of our sale leaseback deals when we have exited single tenant restaurant, Slim Chickens restaurants. They've been a great advisor for us. They've helped us through all sorts of things, and we'll continue to work with them and use them as long as we're doing business.
Awesome. And then is there a most common misconception about your job or industry?
I think, you know, people think about the industry as you know, oh, it's food, it's cooking. It's great to cook. I love to cook in my house. And that's nothing like what we do. I love to cook in my house too, but that is not my job. The job is to create quality products over and over and over and over again, where the guest knows they can get if they walk into any restaurant around the country, around the world. It's got to be the same. It's got to be consistent. And it's very mechanized and, you know, focused on providing the guest experience we want them to have. I mean, that's what's built the brand. That's what employs all 8,000 people that work for me. And that's what we got to do every day.
Now, as we wrap up, are there any parting words you want to share with our audience?
I think that the future is bright for the real estate business. The United States is the powerhouse in terms of how we do transactions, how capital moves around. I think there's a lot of value, and there's going to be a lot of value unlocked over the next several years as we sort of continue to emerge out of COVID. And I think for those of us that are on our toes and paying attention, we're going to have some good opportunities.
So we're in Vegas right now, and I'm based in Los Angeles. Where is the closest place I can get Slim Chicken?
There will be one here in Vegas in about 7 months.
Oh, all right.
But if you're going to drive, it'd probably be New Mexico would be the closest one. We have several in Utah, Colorado. Arizona's going to get built out this year. So we're coming west. We're on the way to you.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you for joining us and sharing your insights. And where can people find you online if they want to get in touch? Email, social media?
Very easy. www.slimchickens.com. And we're all over LinkedIn and Instagram. Just under look at Slim Chickens, all one word, and you'll find us.
Thanks to everyone who tuned in to today's ReConversations, powered by NNN Pro Group. A special shout out and thanks to our friends at the NNN Pro Group for hosting us at their booth this week at ICSC. As mentioned earlier, NNN Pro Group is the market leading net lease investment sales and advisory team in the country. To learn more, you can visit their website at nnnpro.com. And if you enjoyed this episode, be sure not to miss the next one. Subscribe to the Crexy Podcast on your favorite podcast app, or check out our YouTube channel at www.youtube.com/Crexy for video recordings of each episode. Goodbye, stay well, we'll see you next time.